Do you worry a lot? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Whenever I'm worrying about something, which is frequently, I talk to my mom about it, and she pretty much always says the same things. First, she says that everything is going to work out, and that things are pretty much never as bad as they seem. But then she also tells me this. She says, "Your dad and I have worried and stressed and obsessed over so many things over the years that never ended up happening. It's better just to wait and see what happens." Are you a worrier? Well, we all can be from time to time, and that's why today's Devo is so important. It's called Worry and Regret by Bethany Acker. I worry. I get stressed out. I spend hours or even days in dread, and then I regret it. I remember one year, I was at a fireworks show, and there was a nagging worry on my mind. Instead of being able to fully enjoy the beauty of the fireworks and the fun going on around me, I was stuck in my head with worry. Things ended up turning out all right. There was no reason for my loss of peace. But regardless of how things turn out, my worries are never worth it. They never make things better. Worrying only takes away the minutes, hours, and days of peace I could have had. All the time, I wish I could go back and tell myself to spend less time worrying. I wish I could change the moments when I was the most stressed out and allow myself to soak things up and enjoy what was going on around me instead. In Matthew 6:34, Jesus says, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." We can't do any good by worrying and overthinking, but God takes care of all our needs, and we can trust in Him. It's freeing to realize I can spend less time worrying when I give it all to Him. So what thoughts are going through your mind right now? What kinds of things make you feel worried? In times of worry, we can always turn to Jesus. Instead of holding on to all our worries, we can give them over to Him instead of looking for all the ways things could go wrong. We can look to Jesus and remember how trustworthy He is. He loves us. He knows firsthand what it's like to experience worry and anxiety. And He offers peace to everyone who puts their trust in Him. Through His death and resurrection, He made the way to save us from sin and death. And now, nothing can ever separate us from His love. 1 Peter 5:7 reads, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 6:25-34, Luke 22:39-54, and 1 Peter 5:6-7, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Sometimes we may need help from people or medicine when our worries and anxiety are just too much. And that's okay. These are some of the ways Jesus offers His help too. If you're struggling with anxiety or you can't seem to stop worrying, who is a trusted adult you could talk to? If you need someone to talk to, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org/counseling to learn more about some resources. Also, don't forget to join us tomorrow for a Devo about how God guides us with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.